Report: Philadelphia issuing citywide curfew after second night of looting. By Joshua Kaplan on October 28, 2020. The Democrat-run city of Philadelphia will implement a citywide curfew between 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. after a second night of rioting and looting, according to CBS Philly. 172 people have been arrested and 53 police officers injured during violent unrest since the fatal police-involved shooting of Walter Wallace Jr. in West Philadelphia on Monday, the local news outlet reported. One female PPD sergeant was struck by a pickup truck amid the riots. Wallace is said to have been clutching a knife and refused to relinquish the weapon before he was shot by two police officers. As Breitbart News reported, multiple stores, including a Walmart, were targeted by a swarm of looters Tuesday evening. Looters in the Port Richmond neighborhood of Philadelphia ransacked a Walmart during the second night of protesting the shooting of an armed black man on the city's west side. Rioters broke pipes in the ceiling, flooding the store. Fox 29 reporter Steve Keeley tweeted video from inside the pillaged Walmart early Wednesday morning. The footage shows the devastation left behind by looters who stole everything from big-screen televisions to small appliances. Water is seen spraying from pipes in the ceiling. President Donald Trump has called for law and order and deployed federal agencies to certain cities to respond to the unrest. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah told Fox News on Tuesday that the White House is again prepared to deploy federal resources to Philadelphia in response to Monday's protests. "We're monitoring the situation closely," she said. "President Trump will not tolerate any violence directed at America's law enforcement. And, look, the actual case, we're going to let the facts play out. Let the investigation play out, but we will not tolerate lawlessness in our streets." The UPI contributed to this report.